So welcome to the first podcast in a series that the Focus team is recording to help everyone from across the university learn about the benefits of Focus tools. The Focus team works on a range of activities, projects and pieces of consultancy within the university to support our professional services strategy and empower staff to shape better ways of working. We partner with faculties and departments to collaborate, enable improvement activities using focused tools and methodologies so that colleagues can sustain their journeys of improvement, supported by the university's growing continuous improvement community. I'm Roberta Bertzel, and I've been a continuous improvement practitioner in the Focus team since early 2019. I'm joined today by Athena Dimitriou, the Bodleian Library's admissions officer. I worked with Athena and her team back at the start of my Focus journey to see how we could help the admissions team, who were increasingly frustrated with trying to provide excellent service to visitors in a less than ideal office space. Athena, can you explain more?
Well, hello, Roberta. Thank you very much, firstly, for having me, and I wish you all the best with this idea. I think it's a brilliant idea. So I think we met back in 2019, and yes, the idea was to revise and review all our processes together with your help so that we could continue providing an excellent customer service, bearing in mind all the restrictions that we had in the office. So we established a very good rapport from the beginning, and to this day, I'm very happy to see that we have kept this relationship. So at first we had a meeting to establish kind of like what we do in admissions, our role, so for you to get an idea and a feel of our team and also of our customers. And then we started introducing different tools, a variety of tools that helped us to see our processes in another light, perhaps, and also pinpoint our problems and perhaps also find solutions. Because sometimes you know your problems, but you don't think about possible solutions. So it was very good, especially the impact effort matrix. It was a very good tool, and the Kipling questions as well. So it was a very fruitful collaboration that we had, and it did help us at the time, and also it helped us afterwards when all things changed.
Yes, indeed. That's good to hear. It's probably worth mentioning, of course, that your office space, when you were office based, was fully accessible to the public. So you had no private areas for quiet working or team notice boards. And the fact that obviously your team work on a rota basis. So from a Focus point of view, it was quite difficult to get everyone together to discuss the issues. But we obviously came up with a plan for that.
Quite right. It was a very big challenge, but we worked on it together, and we discovered ways to, first of all, for the team to find out everything about the different tools and also how to kind of use them in the office, bearing in mind that we are the only open office for the Bodleian. And we lack private space. So it was hiding things inside our cupboards. It was a very interesting time, but it worked because everyone was very willing to make it happen. So, yes.
Yes, indeed. Yes, that was a first for us, inside cupboard doors. But because Focus has got some very easy tools to use, as such as the Kipling questions that you mentioned, Athena, it was quite easy to introduce them to the team so that they could then, in their own time, when convenient, explain their concerns. But as ever, there's always far more ideas of things to address or processes to improve than there is time to deal with them. And that's where one of the favourite tools that you mentioned, Athena, comes in, the impact effort matrix. And this helps you look at the effort involved to make a change, but also importantly looks at the impacts the improvement will have on your customers. And it really helps with working out what to work on first.
Very much so. I mean, it's always more easy to see the problems, but it's very difficult to actually sit down and think of a possible solution, bearing in mind the constraints. So it was very constructive for the team to be able to say, this is the problem, let's see possible solutions and how easy it is to implement them. Because for one problem, you may have different solutions, but one may be easier to implement than another. So it was a very interesting tool and very, very useful to have. And to this day, actually, we do use it for a variety of issues that arise in the office.
Oh, that's really good to hear. Another of the tools that I used, is, again, these are very simple tools, was GoSee. Because you can learn so much from observation. And because of the team's constant focus on customer service, it was useful to actually talk to some of the visitors. So you may recall, Athena, that I came to the office one afternoon, and after you had finished helping each visitor, you asked them if they would be willing to answer a few more questions.
Yes, I remember. Actually, it was a very good idea, because it's also always good to know the customer's voice, and it's better for someone else who's not part of the team to ask. So I was very pleased that the majority of our applicants were very willing to sit with you and answer your questions. And it was a very good feedback for us as well, not only to reaffirm what we did well, but also possible ways of improving certain areas. So thank you. It was a very good idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Yes, it's really important to get this sort of firsthand feedback, because when you were more office based, some of the queries and transactions with individuals, I was slightly worried that the process was taking too long. But when I talked to the visitors, without fail, they all said how efficient the process was for them and how much they appreciated the attention to detail and support that your team provided.
It was very reassuring to find out through this tool that we were doing things correctly. So you always doubt.
Yes.
A way to make things better. So yes, it was very, very good.
And so are there other situations now in your day-to-day work, and obviously with the impact that the pandemic has had, that you have found using focus tools has been helpful?
Very much so, especially when we had to move our work in remotely. So we were no longer office based for quite a bit of time, and our mandate changed because we could no longer issue Bodleian Reader cards. So it was helping readers via email, but also it was that the time for us to look into in more depth all our different processes and change the way we would be welcoming readers to our office when we eventually return, because at the moment we are working on an appointment basis. So again, focus and the different tools helped us to figure out a way of how to take care of this, how to set it up in the right way, how to communicate it to our readers. And we also used the focus tools we used while we were on site, that we used them how to work remotely in the most efficient way, and to help us as well. It was a very stressful time for everyone, of course, but having certain tools and certain structure, it was very, very helpful for us as a team. And we also did a very lovely project. One of my teammates did a project using focus tools and how to transfer them from an on-site environment to a remote environment. So we did definitely use the focus tools during that period, and we're still using them to this day. And hopefully we will keep using them while in admissions.
That's brilliant. That's really nice to hear. Thank you, Athena. And thank you very much for your time today. Hopefully other people will be inspired by your experience of using the tools. So thank you very much.
Very much, Roberta. Thank you for having me. And I hope someone finds this very, very useful as well.
Thank you.